The 2019 Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl is set. I think this is 2018. Baylor takes on Vanderbilt at NRG on December 27th. That is 2 weeks from yesterday. Get your tickets at AcademyTexasBowl.com.
They do a lot of different things. Third down, Jets defense on third down. I think they're second in the NFL. They've got a great safety in Jamal Adams. I mean, he's probably, I would say, one of the best top five defensive players we've played against in my 5 years here. I think offensively they've got a rookie quarterback that's dynamic. They've got a receiver that's probably runs as fast as anybody we've played in Anderson. I mean, got a lot of good players.
All right, more on that in a moment. So we have doubled the bids so far early in the morning on the Ticketpalooza. Again, this is all to benefit the Star of Hope to bid. The number is 713-572-4610. You can bid via calling Chris or via text as well. On the text line, 713-572-4610. It is tax deductible, going for a great cause. Two tickets to Jeremy Piven, two to Dane Cook, four to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and four tickets to the Bull Cook-Off tent on Thursday night, which is always a really good time. You can't really, like, buy those.
That is such a widespread of experiences right there.
It is. I feel like it's a good holiday gift package.
Right.
Because you can, like, select certain people and be like, that person would enjoy Trans-Siberian Orchestra, or that person would enjoy the Bull Cook-Off, or Dane Cook, or Jeremy Piven.
Which of those two are the most alike? I guess the Dane Cook and the Jeremy Piven. Which person that enjoys Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which comedian would they prefer, Dane Cook or Jeremy Piven? I'm guessing Jeremy Piven's act is kind of edgy, whereas Dane Cook's act is, like, edgy in a way that people think they're being edgy without being edgy at all. Like, you're kind of like, yeah, he has trouble with girls just like me. So I think the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is a Dane Cook crowd.
It's a real 2006 throwback with Jeremy Piven of Entourage fame at the time and Dane Cook being at the top of the world at probably around that time in the comedy circuit.
Yeah, you know what? Interesting.
I like
Dane
2006.
Cook,
that was a good time.
I know, but I wonder with Jeremy Piven, though, because Jeremy Piven was a comic before he was on Entourage, right? So it's not, like, as far as him being a stand-up, I don't know if it's much different.
He's Ari Gold, though. I wonder what that's like for him, too, because he is that character. Yeah. Where with Dane Cook, Dane Cook's Dane Cook, but Jeremy Piven is Ari Gold for a lot of people.
I mean, it was such a perfectly casted character-actor situation. I mean, it just like the actor embodies the character so well.
You got to be a little careful when you try to break out of that mold. You know, Michael Richards, who played Kramer, tried to break out of that mold. Didn't go so well. It went real ugly, actually.
What about Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld, he just walked away. He just said, like, I'm done doing stand up. I'm just going to do whatever. And he came back for, he's worked on his little, he's got his coffees, Comedians in Cars,
getting coffee,
which is okay. Do you like that?
I do like it.
It's all right. It's one of those. Do you like it, Jonesy? It's one of those things where I'm watching. It's like a Wes Anderson movie. Where I'm like, I guess I'm like, I find myself in a lighter mood when I'm watching it, but I'm never actually laughing out loud.
That's a good way to put it. That's one of those shows where I'm like, all right, let me stop reading and watching sports before I go to bed, and let me watch something for like 15 minutes to feel more cultured and enjoy something and possibly laugh.
That's your culture?
That's my culture, okay. Seth. That is my culture. And really nerdy note, I enjoy their cutaways. I enjoy the way that they shoot that thing because the coffee cutaways and just the pouring into cups. I kind of enjoy that. I'm not a car guy at all.
Uh-huh.
And so when Seinfeld's talking about these cars, I'm like, listen, you could tell me anything about these cars, I'd believe it. So
I like the I actually like the conversation. You have to change your expectations because it's not even as much like it's not even intended to make you laugh a lot of times.
This is true. Yes.
Paul, all right, you ever watch Comedians in Cars?
No.
Getting coffee?
No.
You check it out.
I don't have any interest in it.
Just check it out.
Well,
once.
It's like a 15-minute show.
It's such a low investment.
Too long.
Too long. All right. So bidding is at $600 for the Ticketpalooza, all benefiting the Star of Hope. To bid, 713-572-4610.
We're making all people are bidding a bleep ton on all of this, and I'm very proud of all of you. It seemed like last year everything was a little bit down and subdued. I don't know if it was a better year for Christmas bonuses this year. You all are feeling very charitable. And especially I think you're riding the high of the Rockets once again. The Rockets once again are a team of destiny. And in the Texans playoff bid and all that stuff.
What could happen tomorrow that would make you feel a lot better about the Texans? They're favored by 6.5 points against the Jets.
They'd have to just summarily shut down the New York Jets because This is a game they should win. If they lose it, it would be a big upset at this critical juncture of the season. And I guess much in the same way that I felt about maybe when they played the Browns, win handily and I'll feel better about you. Yes, as Bill O'Brien was saying, the Anderson character there has got speed. But Sam Darnold, like, he's connected with him a few times, but it's nothing like Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton. Just take care of business and I'll feel good about
it. There's nothing in this game that is going to make me feel any better. The only thing that's going to make me feel better coming out of this weekend is if, as a Houston Texans fan, I see, one, Tom Brady tears ACL, two, Ben Roethlisberger tears ACL, three, Andrew Luck tears ACL, four, Patrick Mahomes get in a car accident and tear his ACL, five, Philip Rivers tear his ACL. That's the only way I'm feeling better.
So it's hopeless.
Well, it's not that it's hopeless. It's just there's nothing that this weekend really accomplished. You know, you're playing the New York Jets. The Jets suck. If you play poorly, people are going to be like, oh, what's going on? Really, it's week-to-week league. It's not that big of a deal. If they were to struggle against the New York Jets,
league.
But I'm not going to feel better about anything that the Texans do on Sunday, or excuse me, tomorrow against the Jets.
I would also feel better if they just if they went in there and killed them and handled them like they did against Tennessee after the early lousy start, and if Deshaun hit some deep passes down the field to Hopkins and Demaryius Thomas, because those were obviously available against Indianapolis, and they left some points on the board, which obviously came back to kill them in that game. So the Jets are not a good team, and I also think that this is a really good matchup. I think if the Texans could, like, pick a team to play on the road, any team in the NFL, I think the Jets would be in the top two or three. Like, yeah. If they could, if the coaching staff could select their schedule, I think that favorably about this matchup. So from that standpoint, you probably can't learn a lot, but coming off a loss after winning nine games in a row and with some of the shaky play on Sunday, if you're able to, this is going to sound weird, hold down the Jets offense, don't allow anything over the top, and you're able to hit some big plays down the field on your offense, I'd feel better on Sunday.
Look, and as far as the Texans and, okay, what can you learn about their chances in the playoffs? I don't think you're going to learn a lot because, like when we talked about with Michael Lombardi yesterday, I think in the playoffs, Romeo Crennel gets a little bit more exotic on first and second downs to cover up some of the weaknesses they have on the back end. You start to play a little bit more of a risky style of football, but you're not going to see that until the playoffs. And then I think also, in the playoffs, they use Deshaun Watson's legs more. They use him as more of a running threat. You look a little bit more like the Clemson offense because then all bets are off. Maybe they put Whitney Merciless on the edge more and have rushed J.J. Watt from the inside.
Could do that.
I think J.J.'s been rushing from the edge a whole bunch in playing on the outside, I think partly just in an effort to keep him healthy. You don't have to worry about it as much. But I'm not, like, when I don't pick the Texans to go deep in the playoffs. At the same time, I'm not overly intimidated by a single team that they'll face.
Well, that's because, like, they can beat anybody on a given Sunday.
On a given Sunday, but also, like, they have their weaknesses on the back end, and they will be exposed most likely, but not in such a manner that they're gonna, you know, let the Chiefs score 45 points. They'll get their shots and they'll take their licks, but they're capable of forcing the Chiefs into 3rd and 10 enough times that, like last night, the Chiefs punted as many times as they scored, which is, like, kind of exceptional for the Chiefs. And on all their punting drives, it was 4 and out or less. Like, they're not this unstoppable force that they were earlier in the season. So I don't pick the Texans to be able to win a bunch of games in a row in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, but none of these teams not a single one do I feel like, oh boy, here we go. Why even show up on Sunday? It's just, I don't feel that way.